only. I could do better. Yeah. Okay. I was making sure everyone's on paying attention.
Exactly. We got to do levels so they know exactly where to dial
their headphones. Yeah. Guys, welcome back to Only Stupid Answers, the best damn podcast you can put your ears in right into.
Yes.
I'm Sam.
You know what, Sam? I'm DJ.
Hello.
Also, I'm pretty sure this is my favorite podcast.
It's my favorite, too.
Yeah. I might be biased.
Definitely my favorite movie, comics, TV show theme podcast. Basically everything nerdy we talk about here.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite.
It definitely my favorite of that.
And if it's your favorite, you know what you should do? Rate and review it on iTunes.
Yes, we love those 5 stars.
Uh-huh, that makes us feel so good.
So good. So actually, good. We actually have, believe it or not,
what?
A 5-star review.
Whoa.
From Jace Neosin.
Nailed it.
There you go. I'm sorry. Love this podcast. 5 stars. I look forward to listening to Sam and DJ every Monday while stuck at work. I have never listened to a recommendation from either Sam or DJ. I wish that sentence ended there. I have never listened to a recommendation from Sam or DJ. No. I've never listened to a recommendation from Sam or DJ and been disappointed.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I love you both. Keep up the great work.
And we love you both, too. We're like a big family.
Yes, a big, happy family.
Now, guys, you can listen to this on iTunes, but also Spotify.
Yes, and Stitcher.
Wow.
And Audio Boom.
That's one.
Yes, and like Player FM and Overcast. And, you know, all that stuff is listed on our Reddit.
Whoa, look at that.
Which I've been spending more time. It's r/onlystupidanswers.
You're hanging out in there.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's really
cool.
It's
a nice place.
You guys have a fun community thing there.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
They've got all our where our podcast can be found. They've got like all our promo codes for our sponsors.
That's really cool. Yeah. So if you guys want to check out any of the sponsors we mentioned on the show, which have been real cool so far.
You can rack up them deals.
But yeah, right? Just one after the other. Knock them out.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. But also, speaking of social media, you can follow us on Twitter at Only Stupid Answers. Yank the vowels out of
stupid.
Perfect. And also on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Only Stupid Answers.
That is
super
correct.
Easy. That's where you can listen to us. That's where you can talk to us. Right off the bat,
yes.
We always like to get into what we're into this week.
That is true.
What are we into this week?
Well, here's the thing, Sam.
Here's one.
The only pop culture things I've had time to indulge in are what we're talking about later.
Whoa.
Because I've been a little bit busy.
Yes, you have. What have you been doing?
I've been making a comic book.
Whoa!
And here's the crazy thing. It literally, right this second, the crowdfunding campaign to make this comic happen.
Yes.
Is live.
No way.
Right now.
Whoa.
Okay, so we've tweeted out a link from the Only Stupid Answers Twitter.
Goes. There
it's tweeted.
Goes.
Uh-huh. Boom. I've tweeted out a link. There's a link in the description on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You can go to those links. You can check out the comic. Sam, have I told you about my comic?
Go ahead. What is it?
It's all there in the title. Chaos Theory, Zombies versus Dinosaurs.
What does that mean?
It means did you see the Dawn of the Dead remake in 2004, I think it
Love
was?
Love it.
Remember at the end where they're like, we're going to escape the zombies by going on a boat to a tropical island.
Yes, perfect.
What if that island was the Jurassic Park island?
I'd love it.
The story's different than that, but that was like kind of like the germ of the idea.
Because you might get in trouble if you did that exact story.
I did that exact story. So it's a group of survivors trying to escape the zombies by going to an uncharted tropical island where mad science has gone wrong. Dinosaurs are back from the dead.
Ooh.
Of course, the zombies, there's always a guy that's bitten on the boat that hasn't told somebody.
That asshole. Well, what are you going to do? What's that? Anyways, continue.
Anyway, so... And humanity's trying to survive. My group of survivors are trying to make it out alive as zombies and dinosaurs go head to head. It has been the most fun I've ever had writing anything.
Aww.
Yeah, because normally I'm working on my little shorts, and it has to be stuff that I can produce.
Yeah.
So it's like two guys have a deep conversation in a room.
Whoa.
This is like I got explosions. People are being stepped on. There's a little bit of heart and emotion thrown in there for
Look
good
at
measure.
That.
But
a zombie and a dinosaur find love
together.
Spoilers.
I will say.
Uh-huh.
There are zombie dinosaurs.
Oh, cool.
So be excited about that. But if you want to know more, again, you can go to chaostheorycomic.com or you can go to the link that we tweeted out or the link on our Instagram.
Bam.
Comics are crazy expensive to make because I have an incredible art team helping me out with this, and they need to afford to buy food for themselves. And also, we need to publish the comics so you can get your hands on it, and all that costs money. Mm-hmm. And so I figured in kind of like a pay it forward situation, you guys could contribute, and you will, no matter what tier you contribute to, you will get a copy of the comic.
Either that's so cool.
A digital copy or a print copy signed by me.
Wow.
And there's a bunch of other crazy rewards.
I've seen some of them, and there's one in particular that I think is really freaking cool.
Well, here's the cool thing. Fortunately, you've been helping me with this, helping me put this together.
Sam.
So for Only Stupid Answers fans, there's some special things in there. There's an art print of me and Sam as our favorite superheroes we've probably posted on Instagram by the posting of this podcast that you can get your hot little hands on signed by Sam and I. And you can also, there is a, if you want to have a special video chat with Sam and I.
Me.
That's a perk in there.
And you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And. For the one of the higher perk tiers, I will give you a fun little shout out on the podcast. I will give
you
your name
at
a little fun little
say your name.
Shout out there. But if you're looking at it, the signed print by Sam and I of us as our favorite superheroes,
it's so cool.
Is one of the it's beautiful.
So cool.
It's beautiful.
It hurts how cool it is. Like, it's so cool.
If you want to get your hands on that, it's usually on one of the higher perk tiers.
Can I get it?
You definitely can get
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yes. it's on the higher perk tiers, and you might be like, man, I would love to like have a Skype with Sam and DJ and all that stuff, but I can't, and I'd love to have that print, but I can't afford that perk tier. Specifically for Only Stupid Answers fans, there is a secret perk.
Wait a minute.
This is one of the reasons I went with Indiegogo, so I could give Only Stupid Answers fans something special.
Wait a minute.
If you go to the link that's in our Instagram, or if you go to the link that we tweeted out, and these were only, you can only find these on our Only Stupid Answers social media.
You guys better listen up.
You can get the signed art print, the signed Only Stupid Answers art print at the $50 tier.
Ooh.
So if you do the, so if you contribute from that link for specifically for that secret perk, you will get a signed copy of the comic from me.
Whoa.
A copy of the digital copy of the script, a digital copy of the comic, and a digital copy of my first draft of the script, so you can make fun of all my typos. you get a signed art print of the cover from the artist Tom Neely, who's huge in the indie world. And again, only for this secret perk, you will get a signed art print of me and Sam as superheroes.
It's so cool.
Yeah,
it's
like, so that's a secret one for you guys.
It's so cool. Don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Only tell your friends who listen to Only Stupid Answers. So.
Yeah, and also it's important to note that it's going to be a limited numbered run. So once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, I think you better go quick.
Yeah.
I think you better go click on that link in the Instagram bio and on our Twitter at Only Stupid Answers.
And you'll get a comic made by me.
I know. It's pretty cool, guys. I've seen the cover. I've seen some of the perks.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about them. You guys should be too.
It's yeah.
You guys are always like, wait, you guys talk about so many comics, we don't know which ones to read. Here's one.
here's one. It's a 36-page full color one shot comic.
It's
one whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about what's happening next. You don't need to worry about going to buy too many or it's too big for you. It's perfect size. 36 pages. You can read that on the toilet because I do that every day.
So chaostheorycomic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out.
Go check it out. You can click the link right here.
Uh-huh.
Thank
Look
you
at your
so
screen.
Much.
There it is.
It's perfect.
But yeah, so that's taken up a majority. Setting all that stuff up has been a majority of my
You've
time.
You've been a busy beaver.
I've been working on this for months.
Yeah.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What have you been up to this week?
I've been sick, and you can kind of hear it in my voice. Everybody, listen up. There it is. That's the sinuses that are on fire. But I've also been reading a lot of comics. I also finished Voltron. We talked about it last week. You can go and listen to it by clicking the link right here to last week's episode. There it goes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed the bejesus out of season two of Voltron. I think it built upon all the good things of season one and fixed the very few minute problems of season one. It was really solid. And I enjoyed that. I saw Split, and you saw Split as well.
I saw Split as well.
But we started talking about it before we got going, and we're like, holy crap, we should maybe save this for the podcast.
Yeah.
Also, but we're going to save it till the end because we have a lot of CW shows that all came back this
week.
Everything
came back plus
everything.
Some.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. too, which we should talk about for a little bit. But anyway, saw Split, loved it. Just
same
quirky
here.
Thing. and Voltron loved it, but I want to run through a couple of comics because right now I'm finishing, because I purchased this with a gift card I got for Christmas. Ooh. I got Marvel 1602, Neil Gaiman.
Cool.
Have you read it?
I have not. I've heard good things about it,
though. It's a quick read. It's only 222 pages. I mean, like, that sounds like a lot, but it's comics, guys. There's four panels per, maybe six panels per page. Like, you fly by. Oh, my God. Like, I
really
get
great.
Why it's so good. Like, quick synopsis. I think you guys would really like this. Neil Gaiman, comic book classic.
Yeah, legend.
He's the man. For some reason, all your favorite Marvel characters from about 2003.
Mm-hmm. Squirrel Girl.
No Squirrel Girl. No Miles Morales yet. But they're all existing in the 1600s, in 1602.
What?
Yeah, in the title.
Yes.
But for some reason, they all exist then. And
yes.
For people who are outsiders in regular Marvel comics, like Hint the Watcher, he can tell that this isn't right. They are occurring
too early.
So
it's not
early.
This isn't just an alternate reality. Like there's a reason it is the way it is.
I'm not there yet. You just know that there's some things that aren't making sense right now. Like they have classic Nick Fury there. He's really cool. His assistant is Peter Parquar.
Nice.
I can't say it, and it's in English. The coolest is a bard who walks around with a blindfold around his eyes, and you're like, who's that? And as soon as he goes down in the dark, he does like a flip up into a building, and he can catch things when his eyes blindfolded. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's Matt Murdock.
Yeah,
it's so
that's
cool.
That's amazing.
Otto von Doom is like a count. The Stephen Strange is like the... Oh, my God. I think my favorite, though, are the Witchbreed, which are... they're led by Carlos Javier, which if you were to read it, it looks like Xavier with a J.
Nice.
And so they're the witch breed. They're like,
nice.
They're hunted by the Inquisitor, who the Inquisitor's kids are Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. So there's like a lot of like really cool world building with the Pope and how England was run and how the Spanish Inquisition, obviously, because the Inquisitor and a bunch of other really fun, like if you love history, you'll really enjoy this story.
That's
also
cool.
With the colonies, because this is happening, it's supposed to be happening after the first colony in went to the Americas from England. And they talk about Roanoke and other fun stuff like that.
Cool.
So
that sounds like so much fun.
I really enjoy it. I'm reading Animal Man because you talk about Animal Man a lot. It's very good.
You're still in the sad first arc.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm reading I'm reading Inhumans versus X-Men. Pretty good.
Is it? Okay.
It's not like stellar, but I like the story that they're building to.
I'm really tuned out. Pretty much any overarching Marvel story right now, I'm kind of tuned out. I'm more into the like...
Monsters
Knight,
Unleashed is
Black
not
Widow,
good.
Like,
Monsters Unleashed is so not good. It's real bad. I'm sorry, guys. If you like it, it's real bad. They finished Suicide Squad.
I'm sorry
Squad.
If you like it, but you're wrong.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I heard... I unfortunately was not able to read it as it was coming out.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing, like... It seemed, for the most part, solid. It was the impression I got. There was a few clunker issues, but then some standout issues from what I was hearing.
Yeah, it's fine. It was overall, like, it wasn't, like...
I heard the ending wasn't so great.
No, it was just... Yeah, that's why I was, like, a little bit bummed. And also, it's just, like, I got... There's a lot of really good comics out there right now, and this wasn't a standout.
Yeah.
And I'm flipping through really quick any of the other stories that I was able to read.
While you're looking that up, something I wasn't able to mention last time, Motor Girl by Terry Moore.
No, you did.
Did I mention it last time?
Yeah.
I've lost all track of time. What about ChaosTheoryComic.com? Did I mention that?
No, wait. What is that again?
it's a great comic about zombies versus dinosaurs. People should go check it out at ChaosTheoryComic.com.
I think I'm going to go click it. Also, we got our last JLA one-shot with Killer Frost.
Yeah.
And Killer Frost, her story is really interesting because she's dealing with, like, not, if you know Killer Frost from the Flash TV show, this is a different character.
Yeah.
It's still Caitlin Snow, but they're dealing with classic problems with Killer Frost, how she's kind of like a heat vampire, and how she, to survive, she needs body heat from people. She needs to take it. So
creepy.
If she's going to be part of the Justice League, she can't go around stealing that from people because it will kill them.
Yeah.
So it's her just having to like deal with that kind of addiction type storyline.
Interesting.
And like she's stuck in Bell Rev, and Amanda Waller is sending in like specifically heat based villains to get near her to trick her into like staying into Bell Rev to attack somebody. But it's her like overcoming it, and like from now on she has to control herself.
So
my
understanding is Justice League versus Suicide Squad was basically a big setup for the new Justice League of America.
Yeah, Lobo got a good setup there. Pretty good setup. Killer Frost got a good one, and I think that was it.
I've heard nothing, but it seems like everybody's really excited about this new Justice League America. It
seems
like a cool team.
I'm super duper excited. Spider-Woman, I can't recommend that comic enough. Like, okay. I don't think I'll ever pick up Amazing Spider-Man for some reason. Like, it's something about it isn't really appealing to me. Miles Morales, I really like. Silk, I really like. And Spider-Woman is so good because they just, I don't know what it is. It's her being a mother, like a first-time mother, but also, like, balancing work. I really enjoy that story. And, like, she's so strong, and it deals with what it's like if you had, like, a sidekick who had a life on the side, her going to confront, like, basically something happened to her, like, sidekick that she has, who's not so much a sidekick, more of a partner.
Yeah.
But she goes to confront the family of his family, that he's kind of estranged with, and, like, his ex-wife, like, just tears her a new one, saying, like, he wouldn't come home to see his daughter because he was with you, helping to save the day and be the hero, and it was like, you took him from us. And it was like, that's not what happened. Like, that's, she's hurt because something happened to her partner, or to her ex-husband, and now, like, but, I don't know, there's a big story with it, but it was, like, this really interesting thing where I was like, oh, shit, what if they have a family outside of this? That, like, that's not okay. Like, you're seeing her develop a family, but this man already has one, and he's choosing to come live with, to spend time with you, and less time with his daughter. So it's like, someday, it also
but
was just
to be a superhero.
He does, but it was like, it kind of sucks. Also, I love Ironheart right now. I really love Ironheart. Also, Hulk with Jennifer Walters. That story is really good because she's staying as a human. She's staying in a human form as much as possible, and she has ways of coping with it, like controlling herself.
She-Hulk was just She-Hulk all the time.
Yeah, but not after Civil War II.
Got it.
Infamous Iron Man with Dr. Doom as Iron Man. Like, his story is really interesting, and, like, he just appears on a S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier, and things go to shit, and he's, like, not doing anything. He's just sitting down and, like, waiting because he's like, you don't have to worry about me. I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm not going to hurt anybody ever again. Like, I'm just here to help. And
crazy.
And, like, it's so cool.
It's not going to stay that way.
Yeah, it's not. No, of course not. But it is cool to see him. Is like, he goes back to Latveria because he left it and left it in charge of some of his top generals.
Interesting.
And it's now a third world nation. And he's like, what happened? Like, he, like, grabs, like, his head, like, general.
Yeah.
And he's like, I trusted you. Why are things worse? Why are things, like, we were, it was like a functioning country before. Yeah. Now it's like, there's like child soldiers and stuff. It's like, this is, he's like, what happened?
That went to hell quick.
Yeah, that, it was bad. Also, I'm reading Ghost Rider, Robbie Reyes.
Okay.
And, like, it's gotten, like, bad reviews. Like, at least the first issue, I got bad reviews. I didn't think it deserved that. But I think they're more dealing with, like, I don't know if anyone's going to, like, I think the thought behind it is, we don't know if people are going to read this comic, so we're going to add in all of our top players right now into the comic and kind of tell Robbie's story on the side. Like, right now, it's like there's this alien that can, like, take people's abilities or copy them.
Yeah.
So he touched Amadeus Cho, so now he's got Hulk powers.
Whoops.
Then he touched the new Wolverine, so he's got claws and, like, all her powers. Then he touched Silk, so he's got spider powers. And I was like, but so it's a story of them teaming up with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then, like, and then Robbie's over here in the background. It's like, I thought this was Ghost Rider. It's like, there's nothing happening that's Ghost Rider related whatsoever, which I'm fine with, but
I would love, you just brought up the fact that I would love to see MCU's Ghost Rider go head-to-head with the Hulk.
Ooh.
I want to see that throwdown.
That'd be really cool. Yeah. They did kind of depower him, like, a little bit, because Quake could take him on, kind of, little bit, but he's still pretty formidable, which is cool. But yeah, you guys, get pen and paper out. This is what you're going to this is what you're going to read this week. Okay. You're going to read Marvel 1602. That's what you're going to read. You're going to bring it back. Because I like when you guys tweet us, like, pictures of you buying comics and then, like, you reading them, because it's so cool. And I just want to get your guys' thoughts on that. It's always fun to hear you guys get excited about those kinds of comics.
We just want you guys to be excited.
Right? And now I want to read from you guys. You guys started a thread in the subreddit talking about what you guys are into this week. And while I pull that up really quick, we're getting this from the first comment is from SGTS Party, and their little flair is, oh, hey there.
There it is.
This week, I'm really looking forward to the return of the Arrowverse shows, and we're very excited about that. Used this past week to get caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which, much like Sam, I had no idea was back.
Yes.
But it's been so cool.
I haven't watched the most recent one.
Oh, it gets a little... I like that they're not reserving twists anymore. It's like they're like, they'll resolve this, but it's like, oh shit, there's like seven other things going on right now. Like, so as long as you're keeping up with, like, as long as you just, like, have watched every episode of the season, you'll know what's happening. But it's really, really cool. Jim Jam's Jimbo says I finally caught up on X-Men movies this week, so that was fun. First Class and Days of Future Past were fantastic. Thought Apocalypse was fun, but it was just kind of just messy and kind of lacking, I felt, which is fair. Which fair. In comparing those two, it is the weaker of those two.
Yeah,
three. I
mean. Yeah, Apocalypse doesn't actually do a lot in that movie. He gets his team together.
And he makes that Santa do stuff.
Remember like Storm and Magneto like voluntarily join a team that murders like thousands of people, and then we're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, no. Then they get to hang out.
Yeah, you don't go to jail or anything. You're just gonna be part of the team now.
No. Of course. No. Don't worry about it. You're overthinking it right now.
That Quicksilver team scene was amazing. Uh-huh. I also like the Weapon X scene.
The Weapon X. It definitely didn't need to be in the movie.
No, it did because he needs to be in every movie.
Oh, you mean in that context? Yeah. Yes. So. Yeah.
We did it, guys. We got him in every X-Men movie.
How could we put Wolverine here one more time? He's like, what was that one scene we used in like four movies? Oh, when he escapes?
Yeah.
What if they're there? Yeah. Oh, good. All right, perfect. What if these children watch as he murders
so many people?
Oh. And Ace Panda, one more last one, commented in a very weird tense. That's a flair it has. I don't know what that means exactly.
I was going to say, like, you read that quick to know what tense it was in.
Yeah. Marathoning Voltron, and I'm loving it. Almost finished season one, and I can't wait for season two. So glad DJ and Sam talked about it, or I would have never checked it out. That's super cool. And everyone else...
You're welcome, Voltron.
Everyone else is very excited about talking about the CW shows, but a little humble brag. Here it goes.
Yes.
Throwing it out there. I tweeted out Voltron being really cool. Voltron retweeted me. And then the voice actors, too, for Pidge, who I love Pidge, and who is also an actress who was on Arrow.
Yes. And also briefly playing an incredibly similar character on iZombie.
Oh, yeah.
For a second, like to the point where I was like, is this like a low-key crossover?
Lame. That would be so lame of them, I'm going to be honest. All right.
Yes.
Guys, we appreciate you commenting.
Yes.
And whatnot. Yes. Let's get into the meat of this episode. DJ, what happened this week? What was the biggest thing that to happen?
CW turned back on, and we got Supergirl, we got Flash, we got Legend of Tomorrow on the same night as Flash. Which is also the same night of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which feels like a lot.
Yeah, you kind of have a week to work through it.
Yeah,
I watched Flash first, and then like I had a sick day this week, so I was able to power through the rest of those, and I think that's the only reason I was able to.
Yeah. And then you got Arrow. And it's traditional Wednesday night home.
Ooh, boy. Quick thing.
Plus, you got Riverdale, which I don't know if you saw.
No, did you?
I did, and I really liked it.
So quick thoughts on Riverdale, just because I haven't seen it, just the premise, because I watched the trailer, and I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with Archie whatsoever. I mean, the characters are named it.
Yeah.
But, like, this is just Pretty Little Liars with Archie characters.
It's interesting, because it's definitely a weird twist on it. It's like if Archie met Twin Peaks, basically.
Yeah.
But it works because if you were going to make a teen soap with Twin Peaks overtones that was kind of about that classic theme of like Americana, like what lies beneath the Americana that we're familiar with.
Yeah.
What, like, nothing is closer associated with American iconography than Archie.
Yeah.
So it has this immediate, like it clicks, it works. It takes a second. It starts off with kind of a weird voiceover thing, which I'm not a huge voiceover fan.
Mm-hmm.
But a few scenes in, the second Betty and Veronica met, it clicked into place because they do some really cool things with that relationship. Because in the comics, they're always kind of like the catty, like, who's going to get Archie? And it's a lot more complex.
Uh-huh.
And they're a lot more on the friend side of frenemy in this version. And so that really worked. They introduced the Pussycats. They only get one scene, but like Josie in particular, like, steals that one scene.
Mm-hmm.
What if they
made this show with another big piece of Americana, the Peanuts? What if it was Charlie Brown instead of Archie?
You got to know, like,
you age him up a little bit.
It's true. I'd watch that. But like, Archie's found a lot of success by like really experimenting with its formula in the comics.
True. I mean, they get to be really weird, and the Peanuts is more of a kid's property.
I would say
it definitely doesn't appeal to me. It doesn't have anything.
Yeah, that's fair.
It doesn't have anything that's making me want to go watch it. I do trust the people who make these shows. Like, yeah. I mean, CW
does take risks. It's I think it might be the best looking show on CW.
Have you watched The 100 at all?
Ooh, I have not.
Have you ever never touched it?
No.
That was a That was a fun show. And I actually
I like
still
the premise.
On.
The premise is cool. It's
they go crazy. They go absolutely crazy with like what they can do. I have, don't know how they actually pay for a lot of the things they do on that show. Which is cool.
It's funny because it's like you think about that. Obviously, we watch the CW superhero shows, and then you have this, and iZombie, and the 100. Plus, I've heard amazing things about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and Jane the Virgin. It's like, has CW low-key become like one of the best networks?
But people will still shit on it. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I know it's. I know they like they fall into their tropes of shows, but it's like so does CBS. Like CBS have a very specific
brand,
look. NBC, same thing. Like they were able. NBC, I haven't really found a show that I really liked on NBC in a while. Like, they used to have their comedy lineup.
Powerless is coming up.
It
That'll be interesting.
I'm excited
see.
For it. I miss comedy on NBC because you had, like, The Office. You had Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec was amazing.
You had 30 Rock. You had Community. Like, 30 Rock and Community, those were two shows I couldn't fully get into, but I did find funny moments in them.
Yeah.
But Parks and Rec and The Office were so good. Yeah. It was so good.
Well, Parks and Rec and Community might be two of my favorite sitcoms.
Ever. Yeah, no, The Office is, I'll just, whenever, when I was sick, I watched a lot of The Office, because it was just like, it's so good. Yeah. It's just so classically good. Anyways, ABC, they got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's okay, but I don't know. I like that CW
is where it is.
Nice
I will say,
platter of shows.
Riverdale is definitely a teen soap, but it's a really good teen soap.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys fight me on it, you could maybe make me watch an episode.
You don't need to. It's not like you don't watch things.
You haven't called it the Tommy Boy of CW shows,
listen,
so...
Sam.
What's up?
It's the Tommy Boy. If it's not the Tommy Boy of CW shows, it might at least be the black sheep of CW shows.
Now, would you die by those words? Those
no,
are the
Oh,
no.
No,
no, exactly. That's why I won't watch it.
Yeah.
You gotta stand by Tommy Boy movies. You guys are Chris Farley movies. His name is not Tommy Boy. That is not his real name.
Yeah, it classic SNL actors Tommy Boy and Happy Madison.
There you go. All right, get into it.
Yes.
First up, let's just go through the week.
Yes.
Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Kevin
Fun
Smith's Supergirl
yes, it
lives.
Was. It was Kevin Smith's episode. I keep forgetting about that. Mm-hmm. It's, for me, it was the one they went to space.
Yeah. It was finally. God damn. Like, Jesus, come on. Let's, go to space.
Yes.
Like, which was not one of Supergirl's best episodes.
No.
Still enjoyable,
yeah,
though.
Still very enjoyable. I kind of wish I was really excited to see that Roulette was back.
Yeah, love Roulette.
But she didn't do a lot.
No, she was just standing there.
Yeah.
And then she stood over there.
Yes, and got...
Wait, look where I'm pointing, guys.
Yeah.
That's where I'm pointing.
That's where she was standing.
Yeah. There.
I thought, and honestly, you know, we got a tweet here. Maruna at TV Freaking a Box said, Supergirl keeps blowing my mind. Giddy gay human disaster Alex Danvers has become one of my favorite characters maybe ever. But they have a problem writing heterosexual romance and men. This episode made me flat out hate Mon-El. Same with the Guardian story. I actually really liked Mon-El this episode. And I did not like Alex's subplot. Like, I'm way too into this relationship. Oh, I can't have it because one bad thing happened. Like,
it was one note with the flip, but I loved seeing her happy in the beginning. I loved that scene where they woke up.
It was a little too much for me.
Oh.
She was a little too happy.
Oh, right. That would be awful if she was happy.
No,
it was just
one of those,
like 6 episodes
ago.
Yeah,
I know, but it was one of those that, that's an unreal... I get where they were setting it up. Like, I could tell they were setting up because, You're jinxing it, man. Like, you can't, when you're living in a princess land like that, you're just asking for trouble. You got to just be chill. This whole time, and I get it, this whole time she just needed to chill out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But it's an incredibly stressful situation that I have never been in, so I get, I'm saying I understand.
Uh-huh. But think of it like this. This is her first time exploring that side of herself.
Yes.
So, and they even did it when she came out. It was more of a reaction to when you have your first crush and your first whatever significant other.
Yeah.
And she's acting as excited as she would be then, and she doesn't want to ruin it.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Her story, though, throughout the episode, that arc that she went through, the peak and then the valley and then whatever, back to beginning again.
I feel like the idea was smart. That maybe could have been a 2-3 episode. Maybe have a couple bad things happen before she has that panic attack.
But don't worry, it'll happen again.
Okay.
But it'll happen from Maggie's side and then the other side again, and then it'll be over. Or whatever happens.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought Mon-El's dialogue was weird. My favorite, it was just, I don't know. He's usually pretty solid, through and through. But I just found him just strange. Also, I don't know if this is a spoiler. Can we just speculate? Can I just call it? He's the prince, right?
Yeah, that seems to be the speculations going around.
From,
yes,
like, the beginning.
He did, the Dominator showed up, which was a cool reveal,
yeah,
and he bowed, and so it's like, that's... So he's the prince. How bad was he as the...
Bad.
The Dominators are bowing to him.
Yeah, pretty bad. Because also, wait, how many years has it been? Like,
good question.
Yeah, it's been like, how does he even recognize him? Because he must have been pretty important, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. But, see, I'm sorry, I'm sick. Let's see if we can wrap that up by next episode.
Why not? Oh, is it finding out that he's the prince or whatever?
Yeah, let's just...
I'm
he's been lying. It's not good.
I'm excited to see a super suit.
Yeah.
I would like it if he was the prince and he was like a part of some bad stuff and this is kind of like him, Supergirl, showing him how to be better. I think that's cool.
Maybe, and also that makes the flashback kind of confusing. Remember we had one on Daxam for a second?
I remember that we had one. Do I remember what happened in it?
He
no,
got
I do
in the.
Not.
It was like a prince saying that he should get on the shuttle.
Who we thought was the prince.
Yeah, maybe we misremembered it, or he was telling it differently.
Or maybe, maybe he was the one telling it, and
So maybe he
unreliable narrator.
Maybe he kicked like a kid out, and then got in there and flew away because those are reserved for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what a good guy, huh? Anyways, I liked it.
I liked their interaction. I liked their scene at the end. I feel like that's where Kevin Smith excels, is scenes like that. The more like kind of jokey, intimate, one-on-one scenes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I liked when Wynn went to space.
Yes.
And I kind of, his arc was a little weird.
His arc was a little truncated too. They had a lot of cool ideas in this episode. I don't know if all of them needed to be in this specific episode.
I liked that Wynn took down a guy. That was cool. And I get why he was scared, because you'd be scared too.
Yeah.
But why did you run away immediately after and then come
also,
right back? And
why are you taking somebody that's not a field agent and being like, hey, you're going to go to space with us. Also, we're going to leave you alone on this dangerous planet. Good luck.
Yeah, we don't know what this planet is like, but you got it, right?
I did like the it's always fun to see a super character go to a place with a red sun. I did like the Martian Manhunter can just clean it up. Oh no, there's this convenient toxin in the air that means I can't, so you're gonna have to figure it out on your
save
own.
Save that budget for the for the planets.
Yeah, exactly.
In the background, can't use it on Martian Manhunter.
I also like the other aliens we saw. I felt like it felt like a classic Star Trek episode or like a Buffy episode.
Yeah,
like all the people in the prosthetics,
the demons and you like seeing those and like how they sometimes recycle some, and like that's why you got the Dominator again and you got a bunch of lizards.
Yeah, listen, we already have that. What is that for? We already have the CGI mold for the Dominator.
Yeah,
that's
why you had a lot of gorilla from Vixen. Mm-hmm. A lot of gorilla.
We got gorilla this episode too, didn't
we? Did.
Yeah.
We sure did. Easy one to remember.
And then she threw that guy. Anyway, that's another.
We'll get to that show in a second. I'm excited to see where they're going. Just the things we need to abandon.
Yes.
Just one thing specifically. Stop having characters just announce their name. Makes no sense. Sisko, the whole idea of him just coming up with fun nicknames, love it.
Yeah.
Have Big fan. Wynn do it.
Yeah.
Don't.
Have Wynn pick it up from Sisko.
Yeah. Easy, right? Yeah. Like after the musical episode. Like that's how you get it.
Who was the name? What was the name on this one? Was the...
Who?
What was the...
There
what,
wasn't a weird one here. Okay. I'm just remembering. Sorry, that came back around in my head where I was like, well, what's Cyborg Superman up to? It's like, I don't care. I don't...
I'm Cyborg Superman. Yeah, but why though?
Shut up. Shut it.
You've just been holding on to that since then.
Oh, Metallo, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get... How'd you come up with that one?
Because the metal was Metallo, right?
Metal's name was not Metallo. They didn't. Okay. It wasn't called.
Sometimes in the comics it is. That's why they call it Metallo.
Oh, no, that was not established in this.
Yeah.
They just said, now you're Metallo. And it was the episode ended.
Congrats, you're Metallo.
And it's like, dude.
All right, so that was one thing.
Mama Luther.
Yeah, what's the other? Still love Mama Luther. I love that. Anyway.
Maybe the Guardian thing can kind of wrap it up.
It seems like a really good idea. I feel there's a way to do it that's cool.
It's
Poor
fun
Jimmy.
To see him fight.
Poor Macabre Brooks.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. He's a good actor.
He's a good actress.
Also,
that Macabre Brooks is
I will
a good actress.
Say I really like Snapper Carr. I like him.
I like his gruffness.
His gruffness is like, I get 5 minutes with a Danish and a coffee, and you ruined it all. I like at the end where it's just
everything.
I like that he was like, hey, she's getting it.
Yeah,
She's getting tougher.
She's picking up finally.
Yeah, which I like a lot. So
it was nice. I think most of the episodes this week were a nice, like, they didn't blow the doors off, but it was just a nice, like a settling in, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bent back into it.
Yes.
Been gone for a few weeks. Now here's 4 hours of TV that you guys got to get used to again.
Yep.
It's a tall order.
It's starting to get a little bit more of a commitment, especially with like Arrow. Like, hey, you know, plot points from The Flash, you better, because we're rolling with it. But anyway.
Man. All right. Getting into The Flash.
Yeah.
It was a super good episode.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We did get into a Barry-ism where he's just holding secrets for no god dang reason.
Are you more tired of Jackass Barry or Idiot Barry? Because he goes into mode sometimes.
Idiot.
I like Smart Fun Barry. Let's stick with that Barry.
He's the one that shows up on all the other shows.
Yeah,
except
for some
for his
reason.
Own.
Yeah. Yeah, his own show is like, no, I got to.
Remember when he invented
a
bunch of stuff for some reason on Supergirl? He's like, and here's some special headphones. I think they will block out her magic powers.
Yeah, and I also invented a whole prison for you guys. Good luck with that.
Oh, yeah. Good. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do that? Whatever. But
anyway, this episode.
I enjoyed it. What are we over? We're over Cisco and Dante's thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that one? Oh, I liked when Caitlin was like, hey, guys, remember when Barry, when your parents died? We were there for you. Joe was there for you.
Yeah.
Cisco, remember when your brother died? I slept on your couch. So guess what? You all owe me. That's what I got from that. It was like, you know what? I'm about to turn into a supervillain and lose my cool. So maybe everybody calm down and help me out a little bit. That's what I got from Caitlin's little speech.
I wish the speech was exactly that.
Yeah. It was like,
that
it was
so good.
Kind of a jerk move. It was.
That's so great.
It was rude.
For me, this was a great HR episode.
It was. And he's growing on me. I like the Star Labs Museum. That's a great way of like.
It's gonna become the Flash Museum. I'm just waiting for that to happen.
But I like it so far. Yeah. It's a cool idea for a museum.
I also love that they're dealing with the fact that you need to keep making money.
Yeah.
Somehow
you have a lot. Yeah. But you can't just keep.
If you want Cisco to go in a room and come out with a laser gun to stop the latest bad guy, he needs the budget to afford all those parts.
Yeah. I mean, they could start making science stuff. Because it is Star Labs.
Or open a museum.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just take all the science stuff you had and put it on display.
Yeah, exactly, because we all know that museums are real money makers.
Yeah. the multi-billion dollar industry is a museum. And also, it looks like it's about four rooms.
It's that set that they already had, like that first hallway of Star Labs.
Yeah, perfect. Don't need nothing else. We're all good.
We were talking about before, Plunder, kind of a weak villain. Amazing gun.
Yeah, I would like to see him take on, like, give everybody a bunch of those guns. Super cool. What can the gun do? Basically everything.
Where did it come from?
He called it a future gun, and it was like, but no one touched on that again.
Did he come from the future? I think these were some of my favorite action sequences from the show that were non-speedster versus speedster battles. Like him just dodging the gun stuff.
The gorillas coming.
Yeah, because that's a fun setup. So they go to the future, they look at the headlines, and they decide, like, okay, these are the things that we need to stop.
Really cool setup. So you have like 8 points, like Killer Frost still on the loose, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Gorilla Attack, a bunch of others.
We had somebody, I think I saw a tweet about this, but I couldn't find it when we were pulling tweets. Somebody pointed out like Joe's being honored for and like dot, dot, dot. And I think what they were trying to imply, or at least what I got out of it, is we're so worried about Iris dying. What if the reason Joe, I guess, speculation, this is just me guessing. If Joe's being honored because he died on duty. And so we're like, oh, we got to save Iris. And then Joe's been dead the whole time.
I like that it's already a little bit different. Like HR had a gun on the roof. Yeah. What was he doing up there? Was he
clearly trying
Barry,
to do something to stop Savitar, I assume.
Hopefully. But what if we just keep getting different Tom and Kavanaugh's every season?
Fine with that. I would be fine if we stuck with HR. I'm cool with HR.
HR, I did like Earth 2. He is...
He is
Harrison Wells, but just a little more of a jerk. Because I like Cisco and him being really mean to each other.
That's true. But we don't need another science person. We also don't need another dad.
Let's give him a couple more dads. Right now, he's a fun uncle.
We
all have our dads down to a minimum.
Yeah, we have it down to basically Joe, which again, if this theory is true, then no dads.
And Jay-ish.
That's true.
When he shows
up. I love the report, Jay.
I do, too.
I'm a big fan of Jay.
Jay, during the finale, we didn't get to talk about it because I was gone, but that showdown with Savitar and him, Jay just getting his ass handed to him. Like it was so cool because Jay couldn't hold it up at all. And like that made me feel really good. It sucks that an old man got beat up, but it was
Sam
cool.
Loves it when old men get beat up. He's all about it.
I always vote for that in my shows.
Yeah.
but I like that. And also I like that Harry Potter boy.
Tom Felton.
Yes.
Yes.
And his name is Julian. There you go. I like that he's going to join the team. I think that'll be a fun rapport. Or it'll be a waste, kind of like when Eddie found out that Barry was the Flash and he was just like there.
Do you think they're trying to build a Julian Caitlin like?
Yeah, because whenever there's a new person on the show, Caitlin's just going to date him.
Get saddled with him.
Yeah. But I do like their rapport because it's like it makes with Jay Hunt Zoom from last season. they didn't do anything like at all. It was more like, look at his body and his shirt's not on, and then like Caitlin just touches it and is weird about it. Like, but with Julian, it's like that's not what's happening. It's like it's a friendship and it's a bridge.
Trying
to mend some things that pre Flashpoint Barry that we don't know about was kind of a jerk to him about.
So. Yeah, exactly. Do what do you think about Kid Flash being on a team? Him teaming
that
up with
team up of them
Flash?
Taking down the fire, like with the like the vacuum and opening the door, and well, that's it. But I enjoyed it, and also seeing him. I think he kicked Plunder at like 600 miles an hour off of a bike, and I was like, he kicked him in the face at 600 miles an hour. Just if we were to. Not a doctor, but like I think 600 miles an hour, and
had to clean off his shoulders.
If Wally is what, like 160-170 pounds, maybe, because he's pretty strong.
Yeah,
I feel like his head would just fly right off his body. Guys, let me know in the comments if that's what would happen if Wally kicked you in the face at that speed.
Interesting thing. So I noticed that obviously Wally's lightning is yellow like Barry's. I guess we reserve the red lightning and the blue lightning for the bad guys.
Uh-huh.
In the comics, I've been seeing some people saying that like the color of your lightning shows how fast you are. And I guess then Wally returned from rebirth as white. So he's supposed to be the fastest speedster out there.
Is he supposed to be?
Did they talk about that?
No, not at all. Oh, but you kind of get it based on what they can do.
Yeah.
But they had a cool scene with Wally in Rebirth thus far. It's really cool. They just rebuilt the Titans Tower in New York, which is cool. Yeah.
It's funny. I like that whenever you have a fan favorite of a character and then the original guy comes back, they're like, don't worry, the new guy that you loved, he's better, even though he's not the lead anymore.
Yeah,
like,
not at all.
Hal Jordan comes back, don't worry, Kyle Rayner's the White Lantern.
Uh-huh.
And he's so powerful. Doesn't matter. Hal Jordan's the main guy, but Kyle Rayner fans, don't you worry, he's still important. Wally West gone forever, now back. Not Flash anymore. Well, he is a new Flash, but White Lightning and faster. You guys cool with that, even though he's not the main Flash anymore?
I mean,
anymore?
Hey, Titans comic right now is better than Flash. Even though Flash has got some fun stuff going on,
I've
Titans
been wanting
really
to check
fun.
Out, because they're tackling the Rogues in Flash right now, and I've been wanting to check that out, because I am a big Rogues fan.
They had an interesting story. I mean, they're unfolding it right now, but man... is Titans fun to read, because they're about to go up against Deathstroke, and it's going to be so cool. Anyways, we've got some tweets here for The Flash.
Tweet it up.
Giorgio Tabera at Tabera Gregorio. It's Gregorio.
Nailed it.
Really enjoyed Supergirl, but think Flash is doing something cool with a flash forward of things to come and changing it, which is fun because it's kind of like fun to check off all the boxes. It's like, this is what we're going
to
get.
It's a great way to set up a half a season, even though logistically it doesn't make a lot of sense.
For a second, I was like, you know what would be really cool? If the turtle came back and the turtle pet
didn't
came.
Didn't they murder
there.
Him?
That's what I just remembered. They pulled brain stuff out of his nose.
Yeah. HR gave him the turtle, I'm like, that's definitely going to be a villain in season 6.
Yeah. It'll transform.
Yeah.
We also got another tweet. David Robinson at DMYLES99. Great week overall, but why are we lying to Joe about Iris again? Because he'll get mad. Love Legends, though, because hashtag Star Wars. Which we'll get to that.
I think we're on the same page. Why are you lying to Joe?
There's no reason.
Well, because he's going to try and take Savitar on his own. How? Savitar's trapped at the moment. We still don't know how Savitar gets out. What's Joe going to do?
Maybe he is the one. Maybe he is Savitar.
Because he lied to him. He's going to kill his own.
What if he is Savitar? God, don't do that. That would make no. Don't do that.
But speaking of Legends, we got a treat from Michael Boutron at Booch. All have been solid, but my favorite was Legends of Tomorrow and George Lucas. We got a lot of people freaking out that George Lucas was on there.
Man, was he a weird-looking guy.
Yeah.
Like, he does not look like George Lucas.
Which is fine. The problem is, like, you can get away with Einstein and, like, Capone, because they're not around anymore.
George Lucas, did you have to talk to him to get him to do this? Like, I liked the story. The story of him was really fun because it's like, a lot of kids were inspired by Star Wars. And it's like two of your biggest scientists were inspired by Indiana Jones and Star Wars.
Yeah.
I love Director Rip so much more than Captain Rip. He is so much fun. I love when he was cocky at the end. And he does the accent and everything. And it's like, Gideon, come on. Yeah. And as soon as the key yells out for Gideon, like, Gideon appears and, like, fight. Like, it was so cool. Like, it felt like
it
a cool
really
space
great.
Epic.
And I love the Legion of Doom. I love that we just took the best, most fun villains from all these shows and just let them just chew all the scenery.
Yeah.
There's not a
so
piece
cool.
of scenery that does not have their teeth marks all over it.
I love that they're like attacking George, and like I like that Vixen's like, I don't watch movies and I don't understand what, because she's from the 40s. Like, this doesn't, movies don't mean anything. Comics barely mean anything.
She should have been able to get along with George Lucas. She probably, the movies that are out now are the ones that inspired him, like that are out from her time, inspired the movies that he wanted to make.
Maybe, but she probably didn't watch them because she was busy saving the world.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. And then one of them became a heart surgeon or brain surgeon, something like that.
Surgeon.
And then a yoga instructor. And
I was like, Ray, you still did pretty good.
Yeah, you're making probably a lot more money than, he became a CEO. Became like a Mark Zuckerberg type person, which was fun. But I really enjoyed all that. We had, what was Stein up to? Oh, Stein and Mick were doing like the brain surgery.
That was a cool pair.
But then also it was weird because they're like, yeah, you have something in your brain. And it's something kind of like, it's something from the Kronos time or whatever.
Why don't we talk about that more? The fact that he was Kronos.
I don't know.
We're just
Kronos,
like, oh, never
Do you
mind.
Remember when he showed up and they're like, he looked in his like time watch. He was like, there's two like stoners that were staring at him. And he looked at it like, how can I kill him? It was like, he was like, yeah, you guys aren't important. And he killed both of them. And that was so cool. Mm. That hasn't happened again. But you got the Legion of Doom, and they're named after a Hanna-Barbera thing.
Yeah, which, I mean, Hanna-Barbera is owned by Warner Brothers.
It
so
is.
It's like
that's why you get Scooby-Doo comics and DC and stuff. But it's like, so wait, what does that mean, though? Because Legion of Doom.
In this world, it was a Hanna-Barbera thing.
Yeah. No. So was the Legion of Doom in our world.
Well, Legion of Doom was created by the Hanna-Barbera Super Friends cartoon? That's funny.
That's why it was like, so you guys were watching The Flash when you were a kid? Which would have been fun, because Barry got the name of The Flash from...
Jay Garrick.
From Jay Garrick, from looking at
also
him.
Fun.
His favorite comic.
That's where he got his costume, too. I want to say he was also... No, never mind. I was going to say something that was probably inaccurate. Forget about it.
That's fine. I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You get it's it our bites brand. You. It bites you in the butt.
It's the Only Stupid Answers brand.
You guys are welcome. Mm-hmm. You guys love it. But it was really fun, and I like the unfolding of like having to save Rip and like getting his memories back, and also him like just touching the pure time engine, like which just scrambled his entire brain.
Yeah.
But also like the idea of him like subconsciously he's running a story about his life with the Legends.
Yeah, and that he's hidden the pieces of the Spirit Destiny across time.
And I like they like talked about Jesus like it was regardless of belief, but they like taught it like they talked about like myth and stuff like they do like with Hellboy's on the same Spirit Destiny story and everybody else.
It's a classic.
The Spirit Destiny. Destiny always comics. Constantine. Classic. The whole movie was about the Spirit Destiny.
Ooh, I did not remember that.
Yep, they found it in Mexico because Nazis. Because
Catholics.
Nazis.
Yeah, because Catholics live in Mexico, so clearly it'd be over there for
reason. Nazis hid it there in Mexico.
When did Nazis go to Mexico?
Oh, well, the Nazis fled to Argentina, Argentina is...
Tell me the premise the whole plot of Constantine.
Okay.
Over here.
Well, you want to know, you've never seen it?
I think I saw most of it on TV.
I think, here's the rough bullet points. The wife from The Mummy has a twin.
Rachel Weisz,
and that's what her name is. She had a twin that wasn't possessed by a demon, but since she's
joking,
a twin,
you actually need to
I'm
tell
already
them.
In it.
We have to do it.
Guys, too bad. Okay, let's get into it. She's got a twin, and then the twin is the main character who gets possessed by a demon. Constantine's there. There's a gentleman in Mexico who finds the Spirit Destiny, gets possessed. He walks all the way to Los Angeles from Mexico, which is far. And then at the end, the angel's the bad guy, and cancer's cured.
I just remember he had a cool cross gun.
Shia LaBeouf dies and comes back as an angel.
Which is weird because that's the one character that does not die in the Constantine comics. I just remember he had a cool tattoo and a cool shotgun thing, and that the angel was the bad guy.
And that one guy who played Count Vertigo, the second one in Arrow, was the devil.
Yes, he's a good actor. I enjoy him.
Guys, recommend it. John Cusack, the other guy, Keanu Reeves. He's Constantine.
Ooh, John Wick 2 is coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about that. But speaking of Arrow,
yes,
that also happened.
Yes.
Oh, wait, we want to read some tweets from Legends. Do we have another one?
Nope, that was I read
oh,
the
we had just
from
one.
Legends.
Okay,
yes.
Well, you guys seem to love it.
In a shocking twist, nobody's going to see this coming. Arrow was my
favorite
this week. Yeah.
Almost got it. Yeah. Almost synced up with you. No, I think it was mine, too. I really like The Flash because, I wanted to bring this up. I love that Barry said, hey, Wally, I'm being a dick, sorry. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Like you just said what every blog has ever said about you.
Oh, they hit some fun digs on both Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow, with Legends when they're talking about Vandal Savage, like, the actor's just not menacing. I can't get him to be menacing. Oh, if we could recast him. No, it's too late. We can't recast him, which felt like a fun dig at all the complaints about Casper Crump as Vandal Savage. And then in Arrow, the statue, like, oh, we should rebuild it. Nah, we can do better.
Yeah, because it looked awful.
It looked so bad.
But this week on Arrow.
Because I think I maybe responded more to it because the other ones felt kind of like, oh, cool, we're back into it. Arrow was just like, we're off and running. We've got a new Laurel's back, and that brings up all that baggage that we've been dealing with all season. We're just coming off of Ollie killing Felicity's new boyfriend
and all that
baggage.
Man, did that hurt. I was watching that on a train. And
a train and an automobile. Uh-huh.
It hurt. I was that's. And I'm like, I also felt dumb for not seeing it coming. As soon as as soon as he fired the arrows, I was like, oh crap, it's not him.
Yeah.
Oh crap.
This is why you don't have a no kill roll.
Yeah. Right. God.
That's
gonna bite you in the butt every time.
On top of that, not only are we dealing with all that stuff, we're finally dealing with Mr. Terrific being really bad at being a superhero.
Yeah. At least the fighting kind. Yeah. Like, he can be someone who, like, builds awesome tech that can help people.
Yeah, save the day.
Which I enjoy that. And also, him and Renee had a cool scene.
Yeah.
And I think next week we're going to have, a Renee origin thing to learn more about why he is the way he is.
I like their dynamic, him and Mr. Trevor.
I do, too. And I like Prometheus and the whole story with Laurel. Laurel, yes. I'm glad we just didn't wait. It was just like...
Yeah, before the title card comes up, it's like... No, not her.
Not her at all. She really messed a lot of people up. Also, thank God for the effects. Use the effects.
And not even just people are always like, yeah, just have the sound effect. Listen, that sound wave effect is not good. It's just better than just having her scream. What sells it is when people go flying across the room and things are exploding. And you're like, oh, this is powerful.
Yeah. And I also, it was a very cool episode. We got a couple tweets. This is from the same boy, Nate.
Same boy.
Unipero at Nate_pop1. Liked all the shows this week. Was hoping we'd get a Black Siren redemption arc and have her be Black Canary by the end of season 5. But
spoilers if you haven't seen this episode.
I know, right? But I'm still interested in the new woman at the end of the episode who seems to be taking up the mantle this season.
That surprised me.
Weird scene.
I didn't hear any announcement of a new Black Canary. Uh-huh. We haven't heard anything about the actress that I know of.
But wasn't it weird? Didn't she deliver her lines super weird?
The scene caught me off guard. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how...
I didn't like her. I know that's way too early to call.
Sam's called it. He does not. He's not the new Black Canary. He's never going to like her.
That's fair.
Fail.
Hey, guys, I have my rights.
Yeah.
And I'm using them right now. I'm allowed to call.
I'm using those rights.
I'm allowed to call it right now. But no, she's fine.
Yeah.
She's fine.
I liked that they utilized the fact that they just had evil Black Canary in a cell somewhere. And Prometheus is brilliant in, what's the worst way I can mess with these people? Oh, an evil version of the friend that they just lost.
Let's look at all your dead people in your life, and let's see if we can bring back the evil version of them. How did Prometheus even know?
Good question. I wonder if that'll be a plot point.
Probably not. No, probably not.
But these shows always surprise me. I didn't know. I thought Mr. Terrific being bad at fighting was just a plot hole.
Yeah.
And now it feels like, with this episode, it just feels like a natural arc that they're building him towards his tech side.
Which I'm very excited for. Make those T-spheres fly.
I'm excited for that.
Let him fly as high as his dreams.
It also emphasizes his role as kind of like Felicity's sidekick, which I think is cool.
Felicity got a good punch.
Yeah, got a good punch. She kept her wrist straight.
Locked. Good. She
locked and loaded.
Knocked her out.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed basically everything in this episode. I'm trying to think if there were anything. The flashbacks... You got Talia. There you go. Got Talia.
That was
finally.
That, I tripped me out. Like when the guy got hit with the arrows, I'm like, wait,
who's
who
left?
Has arrows in the past? And so I'll be interested to see. So the League of Assassins are going to factor into the flashbacks there too.
You
kind of
have to, because he knew about them before he came back to the
island. Oh, that's
right. He hasn't met them yet. Not.
Wait,
what is season 4? What happened in season Magic?
Magic was season 4 and he was still on the island. And then season 3 was China.
Yeah, there was no League of Assassins there. Season 2, you need the League. You need the League in there.
Interesting. Well, that was an exciting reveal. I think my only real complaint is I'm a big fan of Black Siren. Still poor Katie Cassidy. Still, she was getting captured for most of the episode.
But she was... What is that, a yawn?
A secret yawn, guys.
No, but I enjoyed her. I like her. I know there was a lot of hate for her, but I liked her. I think she's a good actress.
I like Katie Cassidy, and I think she's better suited. It makes me wish they had made her more efficient earlier on.
Yeah.
I still think it would have been interesting if Oliver came back and she was already Black Canary.
That'd be cool.
And already knows what she's doing and everything. But Black with Black Siren. Fan, except the nose ring. Not a big fan.
That's how you make someone evil.
Give him a secret nose ring.
But overall, the shows this week, pretty good.
Yes.
I think favorite, Arrow, right behind it, Flash.
Yeah.
But Legends was just really fun. Legends was so much fun.
And
I like all the throwbacks to Star Wars, like they're in the pit that's closing.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good point. I didn't even think about that. That's
yeah,
good.
Of course. And they're like, they make a lot of jokes like that for Star Wars that obviously get pulled on. Like, you're our only hope. Like,
yeah,
they
said
a line like that or something like that. It was fun. And Supergirl was probably the weakest out of all of the
but
ones that come
good.
Back. Yeah, that's
still
not
good.
A bad thing. It's just, we give it time. Supergirl last, the first half, was my favorite show to watch. Like, I was most excited to watch, like, what they were into. Parasite, still one of the coolest things they've done.
Did you hear the word?
What?
He's supposed to come back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
Didn't he explode?
He did. He sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but
that's
maybe
cool.
If there's one of them, he can replicate or something.
Some dumb rule like
For
that.
Me, it was Arrow again, and I think part of what Zelda is, you just that idea of, like, you've got Oliver trying to fix this new Laurel and all the baggage of blaming himself for Laurel. Plus, like, there's just so many layers. Plus, Felicity still dealing with the loss of her boyfriend and not I think this was the most emotionally intricate and fraught Arrow has ever been, like, naturally.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, Oliver didn't tell me about his kid and I'm angry. Like, this is a natural buildup of tension.
Oh, yeah, that whole story. Where's
really
his
worked.
Kid?
Away.
Away.
He's just away.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I think Flash... maybe Legends. I think maybe Legends, then Flash, then Supergirl. But behind Arrow, they're all pretty solid, just good.
Legends
enjoyable.
Of Tomorrow. Also, they just preemptively renewed all those shows.
Yes.
CW, they're all coming back, so don't worry, guys.
Do you think, obviously, Riverdale's taking up the Thursday slot?
Yeah.
But, like, you've got room for another Supergirl show now?
Yeah, you do.
I kind of hope they don't. Just, like, I can't.
We can't.
I can't, guys. Like, I can't, this is enough. Please.
They have to know that the people who are watching these shows are watching all of their shows. Except for some people who watch just Arrow and some people who watch just Flash.
Yeah.
Everybody else is watching everything.
What do you think if you just watch Arrow?
What if you just watch Legends?
Legends.
That wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
All these characters. But what if you just watch Arrow and you saw this episode? You're like, wait.
Why did
another
one that seems convenient, but I did hear that a certain Flash villain from season 2 is going to be on Legends, the main one, Black Flash is going to be
they were saying Black Flash is going to show up on multiple shows.
No, but they did confirm Legends.
That makes sense because you've got Reverse Flash, so I'm assuming he's going to come after Reverse Flash for some reason,
and he'll sick him on the Legends or
somehow.
Something
he so
like
will
that. Yeah.
Theo Barton, they are so much fun.
Yeah, they are.
I can't wait till Snart joins in on that because it's like, you guys are just going to be.
I did like they said, they're like, he's not really dead, but
he's just
not
scattered
in
through time.
He's not in a good place
they
right
just
now.
Gotta, you haven't played Pokemon Sun, right? There's this thing called Zygarde that you pick up pieces of throughout the game. So it's like Captain Cold. You just got to pick up the Captain Cold pieces throughout time.
And then you make a brand new one.
What if he's in the Spear of Destiny for some reason?
That would make.
Wait, they can rewrite reality. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to get the Spear of Destiny. They're going to rewrite reality so Supergirl can finally be part of the rest of the shows. And Captain Cold will be back.
That's a no on that one. You know it's not going to happen. They're going to make the Hawks compelling and bring the Hawks back.
No, I don't want that.
That's what you're getting.
I want Superman and
Flash. You know
what?
We're
going to
make all four shows Hawk people shows. That's what you're getting. That's what you're going to get. Guys... You got to let us know. What were your thoughts on the return of all of our CW shows?
Yes.
They were a lot of fun. Excited to see where they go. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doing a lot of cool stuff. You haven't watched the new episode, so I can't really go into it too much.
Sorry.
But you do deal with one of the stories is what's going on in May's head.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
That's
fun. Like where we're at with Nadir as like an antagonist, which is fun. Lots of really cool stories and a lot of cool relationships being tested and new ones being forged and whatnot. So
very
I recommend checking it out. Make sure you watch all those shows. That way they stay on the air.
Also, if you've checked out Riverdale, I'd like to know your thoughts. I enjoyed it. Hopefully you did too.
Let me know if it'd be better with the Peanuts characters.
Yes.
I think that would be kind of compelling. I would want to see the Blanket Kid.
Sam is writing his spec script now.
Yeah, it's the same story as Riverdale. I just changed the characters' names. It's really good. But guys... Thank you so much for tuning in. You can listen to us on a multitude of platforms, specifically iTunes. We like when you rate and review.
Please.
Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Google Play Music.
Yeah, Google Play Music.
Mm-hmm. Lots of good ones.
Always forget to mention them, but they're a big one.
That's a big one for you Android users. But you can also listen to or talk to us on social media at twitter.com, at onlystupidanswers. Take the vowels out of stupid. clearing my throat. Sorry. Also, Instagram and Facebook, Only Stupid Answers.
And also, if you want an opportunity to have a private video chat with me and Sam, you can ask us anything about
ghosts.
About your favorite CW shows, whatever. You can contribute to my crowdfunding campaign for my comic while getting my amazing comic signed by me, chaostheorycomic.com, or go to Indiegogo and type in Chaos Theory. It should be right there. And also, if you want that signed print of me and Sam as superheroes, there's a special perk specifically for Only Stupid Answers fans. Go to the link on our Instagram. Go to the link that we tweeted out. But before we leave today, I would like to thank Penn State World Campus for helping us make this episode free for you guys.
Guys, Penn State World Campus allows you to earn your Penn State degree from nearly anywhere in the world through a convenient, flexible online format. So if you're busy, if you've been, you work, you like your work, you've got to support some people, but you still want to go back and get your degree, Penn State World Campus is the place to go.
Yeah, if you are like, if work got in the way of you getting your degree, or you just, for any one of a number of reasons, you are looking to further your education. Like, it's 2017's the year, you're looking to do it. Go to worldcampus.psu.edu and look at the options they have. They've got a ton of awards.
Also, they offer more than 125 graduate and undergraduate degrees and certificates online. That's a crazy amount.
So much
online.
It has the most top 10 ranked programs in U.S. News and World Report's 2017 Best Online Programs rankings. So there's just a ton of opportunities to see what could work for you at worldcampus.psu.edu. Penn State World Campus, a world of possibilities online.
Let's say that link together one more time on three. One, two, three. worldcampus.psu.edu.
So there you go.
So guys, thank you so much for supporting us. Make sure you check out DJ's Indiegogo campaign for his awesome comic, Chaos Theory, Zombies versus Dinosaurs. Knew it off the top of my head. Didn't need help from me. Got it. Nailed it.
Right there.
It was right in my tongue. Right on the tip of my tongue.
Yes.
Perfect. Make sure you guys check that out. Links on our Instagram bio and on our Twitter.
Yep.
Already said those link, those social media handles, which you can check out. Make sure you talk to us on reddit.com/r/onlystupidanswers. Now, I did talk about this earlier.
Yes.
That we saw Split.
Yes.
We're coming near the end of this episode.
Yeah, we've run out of episodes.
There might be a chance that most people have tuned out right about now. But I think
they're missing out.
What do you think about this?
Yes.
What if we did an extra episode?
I'm 100% down. I got plenty of ideas.
That comes out
on Split
right in the middle of the week.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah?
Let's just give them a little bonus.
A little bonus. So we're going to do, make sure you turn back later this week. Keep an eye on our social media accounts.
Yes.
I think we're going to do a special Split review.
Or if you're like, hey, I really want to know when that comes out, subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play Music or Stitcher or any one of those. So
you'll
you can
get a notification.
Exactly.
It'll automatically download to your phone, dummy. But that's it from us.
Yeah. For this, for today, not
for
this
today,
week, but for today.
Yeah.
For today.
So we're about to go turn around and record a Split review, which you
we're
can listen to.
We're going
to
Split
later
and then
this
come
week.
Back and
there
talk
you
about
go.
Split.
All right. Final thoughts?
Tune in later in the week for Split and check out my comic.
Bam.
Yeah.
I'm Sam.
I'm DJ.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
That's what that meant.
Okay.
Bye. Not clean out. We're not. It's out.
Okay.